every other part of the legend appeared to be true. It was huge beyond measure, powerful beyond comprehension. The walls of the cavern trembled under the sheer tonnage as the deadly snake glided by.
"Do you think it can see us?"
she whispered, watching as the shadowy coils of scales moved steadily closer in the dark.
"Do you think it can?"
Elandon grabbed her hand, squeezing hard for silence.
"Yes," he whispered back. "It can definitely see us."
The beast might have been hunting, but it moved at a leisurely pace. In a strange way, it reminded her almost of a vampire in that respect. A predator so unparalleled in strength and speed that there was no reason to rush the process. It would arrive when it was good and ready. It would kill them not long after that.
"Evie, listen to me,"
Elandon murmured, shifting himself higher on the rock. One hand was still clutching the sword she'd given him. The other was pressed against a large gash in his side, trying to stop the bleeding.
"I want you to drag Asher to the side of the tunnel. Then I want you to start walking back the way we came. Don't run, all right? Just walk. I'll keep it distracted."
She tore her eyes away from the snake for a single, terrified moment.
"Are you crazy?"
she hissed.
"What are you going to do? Bleed on it?"
"Don't be ridiculous. I'll be fine." He tried to shift himself even higher, lifting the blade into the air, his arm trembling.
"Just go. I'll be right behind you."
But the princess had no intention of leaving. If she'd been alone, she would have screamed herself into oblivion before passing out on the spot. But her friends needed her, and that made her a special kind of brave.
"You are absolutely mad if you think I'm leaving you here by yourself."
She stepped right in front of him, knocking an arrow.
"If that thing wants you, it'll have to get through me."
Bold words, but the snake didn't find it much of a problem. By now, it had moved out of the shadows, writhing its way into the wide tunnel. The bones of its previous victims crunched and snapped beneath it. Suddenly, the looks of terror permanently carved into their faces made sense. It paused ever so briefly, lifting its head as if to sniff the air, then continued creeping steadily forward, its massive body sliding effortlessly over the ground.
"Aim for the eyes,"
Elandon breathed, fingers digging into the wall behind him as he tried desperately to stand. Time and time again, his legs gave out beneath him.
"They're the weakest point. If you hit one, it'll strike. Be sure to leap out of the way the second you fire the arrow."
Evie nodded silently, tightening her grip.
"What about you?"
The prince gave up trying to stand and simply propped himself up in the corner, looking around for his own trusty bow. His face paled when he saw it. The hand-crafted crescent was still wedged hopelessly beneath the pile of rock. A look of fear stilled his face before he pushed past it, reaching for the small hunting knife still lodged in his belt.
"I'll be doing the same thing. You aim for the right, I'll take the left. The second we hit it, focus everything you have on its mouth. I doubt anything would pierce those scales."
She nodded again, then cast a terrified glance at the other side of the tunnel. Asher was lying exactly where they'd left him, splayed out messily over the scattering of bones, completely oblivious to the living nightmare slithering noiselessly towards him across the floor.
"What about him?"
Elandon's dark eyes shot between the snake and his best friend.
"He's not technically alive. There's a chance it will ignore him."
A slight chance. A very slight chance. But there was simply no way to reach him without crossing directly into the snake's path. It was holding steady for now, but Evie got the feeling the second they started moving, all hell would break loose. As long as it didn't notice the vampire, they weren't going to intentionally draw its eyes.
"There's no way this is going to work."
Elandon nodded quickly, fingers clenched around the knife.
"That's the spirit." "I'm serious, Landy."
Her eyes swept over the snake before casting a fleeting look over her shoulder.
"You said it will strike if we manage to hit its eyes. What are you going to do when that happens? You can't dive out of the way like me. You can't even stand."
"I'll..." He trailed off helplessly, then shook his head.
"I'll manage. Raise your bow."
She didn't. She pressed it into